This is Like a Kicked Dog by Gremlin Behavior, a BBC Merlin fanfic. It is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Lancelot and Arthur Pendragon, and tags include Episode 9, Season 4, Lancelot Dulac, Fix It, Lancelot Lives, Friendship, Trauma, Implied / Referenced Abuse, Male Friendship, Hurt Comfort, and Non-Sexual Intimacy. Summary. Lancelot flinched away from Arthur like a kicked dog. Head down and voice soft, he murmured, "I know I don't deserve it, but please, sire." He didn't finish the request, but the fearful look in his eyes as he finally glanced up at his king conveyed his wish clearly. "Please, be gentle with me." Gwen and Arthur were holding court for the first time, seated beside one another on their thrones while they moderated petty squabbles between nobles, when Lancelot stumbled in. The knight, who had missed the wedding yesterday, was utterly disheveled, his short hair mussed, his cloak and armor missing, and his black shirt ripped and his neck stained with streaks of blood. Instantly, the petitioner ceded the floor to him, retreating to the sides of the great hall. Gwen had already gotten to her feet, but Arthur held her back from approaching their returned friend with a hand in front of her. Something was wrong with Lancelot, and had been ever since he had mysteriously returned from the dead. Arthur couldn't put his finger on it, but he didn't trust the knight around his bride. The queen returned to her seat, albeit reluctantly. He understood her unhappiness at being held back. Lancelot looked like he might fall to his knees at any second, either in supplication or because he didn't have the strength to remain standing. His gaze was downcast as he began to speak. "My lord," he began in a shaky voice, "I must explain to you my actions of the last few days. I did not return as myself, nor with benevolent intent. I was a shadow, a shade brought back by Morgana." A gasp went around the room at this pronouncement, and many guards drew their swords. Lancelot seemed oblivious to the commotion, hands clenched in the bottom of his ragged shirt as he concentrated solely on getting his story out. She wished she used me to drive a wedge between you and Guinevere, my lord, so she would not be made queen. I do not know how, but I managed to resist her control and return to her instead. We fought and I wounded her, but she escaped." "But you are of your own mind now," Arthur asked, standing up. The knowledge that his sister had tried to disrupt his wedding to Guinevere, whom Morgana herself had once loved, was like a stake through the heart. But that could be handled later. Right now, the noble knight shaking before him had to be his priority. "I am, as far as I can tell, sire," Lancelot replied. "Her control, it was corrosive. And while I still feel the effects, I believe the source vanished when I wounded her. I know I can never regain your trust, but nevertheless, I am sorry for what I almost did." "Lancelot, stop," Arthur commanded him as he stepped forward towards the knight. He couldn't bear to hear the man apologize for things that were not his fault. All he could think about was helping his friend recover from the ordeal, but it seemed like it would not be so easy. As he approached, Lancelot flinched away from him like a kicked dog. Head down and voice soft, he murmured, "I know I don't deserve it, but please, sire." He didn't finish the request, but the fearful look in his eyes as he finally glanced up at his king conveyed his wish clearly. "Please, be gentle with me." Arthur's heart broke for him all over again. Even when plainly terrified, Lancelot thought himself unworthy of tenderness. "Can I touch your neck and head without injuring you?" Arthur asked quietly. When the knight nodded, he raised his hand to the back of his neck and drew him forward to press their foreheads together. Lancelot's brow was warm against his, feverish but alive. When he had returned from the dead, it had been hailed a miracle. And knowing now that in reality he had almost not been returned at all only increased his joy that he was here now, if not healthy, then at least whole. "You deserve every kindness I can give you," he whispered fiercely. "There is nothing you need to apologize for, but since you asked for forgiveness, I will grant it." He leaned back to press his lips to his friend's brow in benediction. Chase Kiss tasted of salt from the sweat that beaded on his skin from the simple effort of staying upright, and through his gentle grip on the man's neck, felt that he was trembling. Anselot's eyes were closed, but a tear dropped from them onto the hard stone of the hall. "I missed the wedding," he said, shining eyes slipping back open. His tone was lighter, almost joking, with a breathlessness belying that he was still worried about whether he might be punished for his supposed transgression. "Given the circumstances, I think that can be forgiven," Arthur replied, a small smile creeping onto his lips. "Now, let's get you to Gaius." He slipped in beneath the injured knight's arm and waved away the guards that slapped forward with offers to help him shoulder the weight. Uther wouldn't have approved of a king lowering himself to help a common soldier to walk. With the marriage yesterday, as well as having knighted Lancelot in the first place, Arthur had already proven that he was willing to do many things that his father wouldn't. Merlin, who had been watching Lancelot anxiously from near the door, jumped forward to help support his other side. The servant grinned widely at the knight and received a slightly more nervous smile in return. Arthur expected that it would take him a while to recover from the corruption of the magic used on him, but he knew Merlin and all his friends would be there to help him as he healed. Unlike in the Great Hall just now, Lancelot wouldn't have to doubt that they would support him. They would never again allow him to stand alone.